Which brings up House Bill 1145, an act to reenact the personal property tax replacement program and to provide for distribution of funds to local governments. House Bill 1145 is now open for public hearing and proponent testimony. Representative Lang.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. In thinking back and watching what happens in the world, I keep remembering what Gandhi said: when people's hearts are closed, you can't change their minds. And I wonder if there isn't a point here somewhere. Evidence is irrelevant. You don't act on evidence, you act on ideology. And so I don't think any evidence I present is of any use whatsoever. But the counties were robbed back in 1995. $16 million was taken from them in property tax replacement money. That was the origin of that, went back to getting rid of the tax on personal property, which was called the liar's tax. And the counties are suffering the same as the states are suffering. The national government is, devolution is putting burdens on the states. The states are putting burdens on the local governments, and that's the way it works. The big fish swallow the little fish in our society. Christianity has nothing to do with government, and fairness has nothing to do with practical day-to-day government. The counties are suffering, and they were told to shut up. And that's what they did back in 1995. They didn't even come in and fight. And so that's the system, and there's nothing I can do about it. I rest my case.
Further proponents? Are there further proponents? Seeing none, we will move to opponents of House Bill 1145. Are there any opponents? Well, this is rather unique. We have a bill that the proponents have not stated any facts or what presented their bill, and we have no opponents to the bill. We will close committee to questions. Are there questions from the committee? Representative O'Brien.
Thank you, for Representative Lang. I'm not familiar with how that was implemented before, but if you had a tax on the personal property, that would be an additional tax, would it not be? In other words, you would not receive a credit someplace else if you paid this tax on personal property.
The study, thank you, Representative O'Brien, there is a study in the tax department showing how they figured that, and I'm not aware of what the replacement type of formula. I think in your bill you have each county getting a certain amount, and for in some way they had a formula for each county. Our county would get 180,000 or so if this property tax replacement money, PPRT, was reenacted. And so the county people last year came in and said that this would really help take the pressure off from what they're trying to do. They're trying to put to a vote of the people the nickel a drink now. And but every year they come and talk about how pressed they are, law enforcement and every other way. And so I'm sorry that I don't have any county people here. They certainly were informed. It was county day the other day. And maybe they saw that this was non-productive for them to be against the system.
Further questions? Representative Frost.
I'm just old enough to remember the personal property tax, and you referred to it as the liar's tax. If this were to be reenacted, how can you enforce it?
No. Excuse me. Thank you, Mr. Representative Frost. That property tax, personal property, was replaced with the contractor's excise tax. And that was deliberately dedicated to replacing what they had formerly gotten from the personal property tax. And so, no, there was, this is not an attempt to go back to personal property taxes. It's an attempt to replace what was lost to the local districts, the local counties, when this was enacted back in 1978, I believe. And so that was the same time that contractor's excise tax was added. And that brought in a great deal of money. And so I think that's right.
Okay. Further questions? Seeing none, we will close the committee discussion and or action. Representative Krause.
Mr. Chair, I move 41st day.
Motion by Representative Krause, second by Representative Frost to defer House Bill 1145 to the 41st legislative day. Comments on that motion? Representative Krause.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Lang, I want to tell you that I respect your strong convictions, and I am very impressed with your courageous willingness to risk by bringing this bill forward. I say that sincerely. But on the other hand, you mentioned that people's hearts are closed, and you mentioned that you would appeal to our Christian values. And, sir, in an ideal world, I agree with you, but unfortunately, we don't live by Christian values, all of us. If we would all honestly report the property that we have, then it would be a different situation. But I've lived in states myself where we had the property tax, and it is often a liar's tax, and that's unfortunate that that's the way it is. And you also said that we have no fairness in government, and I feel that this tax would be unfair. This would be an unfair way to tax because we don't live by the Christian values that we should, and that we would always be honest. So again, I would just very respectfully say that we need to move this to the 41st day. Thank you.
Further comments? Representative Hargens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I think some people are under the mistaken misconception that this is going to re-implement the personal property tax. It does nothing to do that. It simply says that you'll go back to what the state was doing at the time that they lost the personal property tax, and the state made up that money out of that out of that fund that you see if you look at the personal property replacement tax fund. It would be a big hit for the state, granted, but it's not going to put the personal property tax back in.
Representative Michaels.
Another situation, too, to echo these comments, is if we're going to be factually based, it was not the contractor's excise tax put in to replace it. It was a funding and a weaning off of the liar's tax.
Thank you. Further comments? One parting comment, Representative Lang, that I would make in regard to this bill and a number of the other bills that were brought forward today. I don't believe that it's fair to say that we aren't looking at the facts and that this is just some arbitrary decision that we've made to just kill these bills. It boils down, plain and simple, to the fact that I believe, personally, that government has taken enough of our citizens' money. We don't need to come up with new taxes to take more of it. I believe in smaller government, and if we can provide the services without implementing more taxes, then that's what we should do. Further comments? Seeing none, Secretary will call the roll.
Dietrich?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Barnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Haley?
No.
Hargens?
Aye.
Krause?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Brian?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Dykstra?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 12 to 1. House Bill 1145 is deferred to the 41st legislative day.